News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The state should develop legislation that makes imprisonment a last resort in the criminal justice system. This is in part because the cost of imprisoning one person costs north of €100,000 per year. That call comes from the Irish Penal Reform Trust, and we're joined now by Saoirse Brady, who's Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Saoirse, if you don't imprison them, how do you punish people for wrongdoing?
Well, I suppose, Anton, we are publishing a report this morning which is called From Punishment to Prevention. And I suppose what we're looking at in that is the drivers of why so many people from particular areas, particular places, who were very often they experience the highest levels of poverty and deprivation, are overrepresented in the prison system and in the criminal justice system overall. And you know, while people may say, oh, well, people need to go to prison to serve a sentence, what this research demonstrates is that there are underlying drivers of why people end up being criminalised. And that is not to excuse it, but it does help us better understand why this is happening. So there are clear pathways into criminalisation. And those include things like childhood poverty, school exclusion, trauma, housing instability, unmet mental health needs and substance use. And we are in the midst of a cost of living crisis and a homelessness crisis, and that is really driving people to try and make ends meet. And where some people, or there is a perception that people are making a choice to commit crime, very often there is no choice available to people.
But hang on for a minute, Saoirse. All of those issues are broadly accepted by, across a range of different facets of representative organisations as societal problems. So whether it be improvement of educational access, whether it be removal of childhood poverty, improving of people's opportunities, all well and good. While that's being worked on, you have people who commit crime. If they commit crime and you don't imprison them, what do you do with them?
You find diversion. You invest in diversion. So one of the things this report calls for is talking about a reinvestment of the money that we spend on prisons and in the justice system overall, and putting that into preventative measures to ensure that people stop committing crime in the first place, or that they don't go on to commit further crime. There's also legislation that's upcoming that the Minister for Justice has brought forward, which would expand the use of community service. So what we are seeing is 3 out of 4 people currently going to prison are going to prison for short sentences of 12 months or less. So that means that those are fairly minor crimes. And I heard the clip that you played just before this with John Lonergan, and I would have been on with him at the same time talking about how we are over-relying on the criminal justice system to make up the shortfall where other social services
But in other words,
fail.
Does that mean that if somebody robs my shop next week, they're out there picking up litter and that's punishment enough?
It's not about picking up litter. It's about getting the wraparound supports that they require to actually stop them offending.
But you said diversion, diversion as a punitive measure. If somebody robs somebody, if somebody shoplifts from a business, what happens to them?
So there are very different ways to do it. So there are things like restorative justice. So very often people sitting down with the person that they have wronged and talking that through with them can actually bring closure to both sides, and they can understand the wrong that they have done and take accountability for it. And they're much less likely to reoffend in the future.
I robbed you and we're going to have a chat?
Well, that does work. But it's not just about having a chat. It's about, you know, sitting down with that person. It's, you know, they will also have to undergo probation supervision. They'll have to make particular appointments. They'll have to demonstrate that they are making amends and that they are turning their lives around. But you can't do that. There is a quote in the report that we are launching this morning, which talks about somebody going into prison and all it did was house them for a time and it threw them out with the same problems. We are continuing this cycle of people going into prison from, you know, for a range of different issues. Very often people are going into prison from homelessness and exiting back out into homelessness. How is that solving anything? And that doesn't help with our recidivism rates. So when we talk about justice reinvestment, we've seen this work really effectively in the US. So in the US, over a period of time, in 36 states where they did invest in other measures like community supports for addiction, mental health supports, etc., they actually saved or averted $1 billion that they were then able to use to reinvest in the supports that work in the communities that need them. So our report today looks at the people who are overrepresented in the criminal justice system, and we can see that gender, that ethnicity, and that place play a huge role in, you know, shaping where people are coming from and ending up in the criminal justice system. So we need to do better. And I think there is a recognition by government that, you know, pouring money into prisons isn't the only solution that there is. That there are commitments by this government to actually put in place diversion measures and also community alternatives.
Okay. Saoirse Brady, thank you. That is Saoirse Brady, who is Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. And of course, they're publishing that report today, and it'll be available on their website later on.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.